We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Tefilas Siman Kuf Lamed Beis. We're in the middle of Sif Beis. Says the Ramah, V'yesha Kasu, some say, Lizahar Lomar Pitamak Torah Mitoch Haksav Lo Baal Peh, that Pitamak Torah should only be recited from an actual written parsha of Pitamak Torah and not to be recited by heart. Mishum Shamir B'makom Haktara, because the recitation is in place of the Haktara. V'chayshinan Shamei Yedaleg, and we're afraid that maybe you'll skip one of the spices. And we say in the Mishnah that if you skip one of the simanim, then you are chayav misa. If you leave out one of the simanim of the ketores when you are makdir, you're chayav misa. So then if you leave out one of the simanim when you say, you should also be chayav misa. Therefore, that is why we have the minhag that we mentioned last time, that one does not recite pitamak torah during the week, because we're in such a rush and we're afraid you might skip it. One of the simanim, and you'll be chayav misa. Ukshimotz beis haknesses, omar Hashem necheini, mishtach v'yotzei. Says Rama, when you leave shul after davening, you should say Hashem necheini, and you should bow when you leave. The Mishnah Berurah says, quotes the Beis Yosef, who's not sure about this issue of skipping one of the simanim, because l'maisa, there's only misa for being makdir correctly, not for reciting it. And also, there's only misa if you skip it intentionally, if you leave something out intentionally. But if you accidentally skip, so then it will be okay. So that's why the Beis Yosef says that you really should say Pitamak Torah every day, and that's why Nesasvar does say Pitamak Torah every day. V'yesha Kasu, but some, says the Mishnah Berurah, say that we only say it on Shabbos, and therefore, if you only say it on Shabbos, you should say it from a Siddur, because you don't know it as well as if you were to say it every day. And the Mishnah Berurah says the reason that when you leave you bow down is because in the Beis HaMikdash, when they used to leave the Beis HaMikdash, they used to bow first. Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel, Din Barchu B'Shabbos, if Al B'Shabbos Yantiv Ein Omer Barchu Achar Kaddish Basra. The minhag is to say Barchu at the end of davening, in case there are people who missed Barchu earlier, and says the Shulchan Aruch that on Shabbos and Yontif, we do not say the Baruch Hu after davening, and the Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because they will, even if they come late to shul and they miss Baruch Hu, they'll at least have been there for Kriyas HaTorah, and they will have heard Baruch Hu at Kriyas HaTorah instead. And therefore, V'chiel Michal Tukachinsky writes that on Mondays and Thursdays, and any day that there's Kriyas HaTorah, if you probably heard Baruch Hu there, so therefore you don't need to say Baruch Hu after davening on those days either. The Rama writes, Afil Magam Shanagul Omer Mosachol, Shemel Yechidim Vesaknesek Shamba Barchu, Magam Shavs Yantavin Omer, the Hakol Ban Vesaknesek Kodam Barchu. So the Rama writes, it's because you definitely get to shul by Barchu first on Shabbos and Yantif, but if we say like Mishnah Berurah, that is because of Kriyas HaTorah, so then even on Kriyas, on any Kriyas HaTorah day, you would not need to say Barchu after davening. Simen Kuf Lamed Dalet, Seder Vu Rach Magbas HaTorah Sif Aleph. Says the Rama, Nogin Laharvasach Hanunim Besheni Bechamishi, V'omrim v'hu rachum. We add extra tachanunim on ta'tachanan on Mondays and Thursdays, and we say this recitation of v'hu rachum. The Mishnah Berurah says that it should be recited standing up, and it should be said with a lot of kavana. V'omrim also b'kol ram. Mechaber says it should be said out loud. V'im lo omrim umad, if you didn't say it standing, over al hatakana v'nekro poritz together. It's a big problem to say v'hu rachum sitting down. The Mishnah Berurah quotes some who say that it's not called poritz together unless you don't say it at all. But if you say it just sitting down, then it's not really that bad. But the language of the Mechaber is that it's bad to say V'hu Rachum sitting down, so one should make sure to stand up. And that is the minhag, to recite V'hu Rachum standing up. The Chuvos Rivos Ephraim, Ephraim Greenblatt, says that you can really recite V'hu Rachum throughout the day, so therefore if you weren't able to say it during davening for whatever reason, you were behind, you'd be able to say the V'hu Rachum later in the day, and it wouldn't be a poritz get. Even one who is davening b'yechidus can say V'hu Rachum, but they should not recite Kel Arach HaPayim, which is recited for Kriyas HaTorah, because really it's extra slichos which are recited for Kriyas HaTorah in particular.